Chapter 3. Pilgrimage in the Holy Dham. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden moon of Navadip Dham, and the son of Satchi. All glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Gadadhar and Srivas Pandit. All glories to the holy land of Navadip, the essence of all sacred places where Sri Chaitanya appeared. Now hear, O devotees, the description of Navadip Dham. Within the 32-mile circumference of Navadip, there are 16 eternal streams. On the east bank of the main branch of the Ganges, there are 4 islands, and on the west bank, 5. The different tributaries of the Ganges surround these 9 islands and increase the splendor of the holy land. Near the Ganges flow the sweet and beautiful river Jamuna and the divinely musical Sarasvati. East of the Jamuna are 3 long rivers, the Tamrapani, the Tritamala, and the Brahmaputra. The Sarayuk, Narmada, Kaveri, and Gomati rivers cross the others and run swiftly with the Godavari. Where all these rivers intersect, they form the 9 islands of Navadip Dham. By the will of the Lord, sometimes these rivers run dry and sometimes they flood. By His will, the holy places become hidden at times, and by His will, they again become visible. In this way, the divine abode of the Lord, which is always visible to fortunate souls, performs its endless pastimes of appearing and disappearing. A devotee who has an intense, heartfelt need for service to the Holy Land always sees with the eye of his soul the islands and streams of Navadip. Only through devotion can one develop this kind of vision. The island that lies at the confluence of the Jamuna and the Ganges is known in the Vedas as Antadip. There lies the holy place where Sri Chaitanya appeared. O devotees, know that the place called Mahavan in the center of Krishna's divine abode in Goloka Vrindavan is the same as Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadip. The entire spiritual world, consisting of Svetadip, Vaikuntha, Goloka, and Vrindavan, is permanently situated within Navadip Dham. The 7 sacred cities of Ayodhya, Mathura, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Avanti, and Dwarka are all eternally present in different places in Navadip, just as the major countries of the world are represented in the capital by their embassies. This is all enacted by the will of the Lord. Haridwar, the gateway to the Ganges, is also known as Mayapur. The Mayapur of Haridwar is present in full in the Mayapur of Navadip Dham, which is famous throughout the scriptures. If one goes to Mayapur once, he easily becomes freed from the bondage of Maya. One who wanders through Mayapur will find that the power of Maya has retreated to a distance. He never again takes birth in this material world. North of Mayapur is Simantadip. The saints and scriptures have explained how to make a pilgrimage of this area of the Holy Land. After seeing Mayapur in Antadip, one should go to Simantadip and then to Godrumadip, which lies to the south of Mayapur. After this, one should go to Madhyadip. These are the 4 islands on the east bank of the Ganges. After completing this part of the pilgrimage, one should reverently cross over the Ganges. After walking about in Koladip, one should visit the island of Ritudip. After seeing the supremely beautiful Janudip, one should go to Modadrumadip and Rudradip. At that time, one should return across the Ganges and walk back to Mayapur. There, at the temple of Jagannath Mishra and Satchidevi, one should visit the deity of the Lord with gravity and respect. This is the procedure for making a pilgrimage of Navadip Dham. One who follows this practice will obtain unlimited transcendental bliss. The best time for making a pilgrimage to Navadvip Dham is from the holy day of Makara Saptami, near the last day of January, until the full moon in February-March, Falgun, the advent day of Sri Chaitanya. Those who finish their pilgrimage by visiting Mayapur on the holy advent day of Sri Chaitanya are most fortunate. They attain the shade of the lotus feet of Nittai and Chaitanya, by whose mercy they become qualified to enter devotional service. I have now summarized the rules for making a pilgrimage of Navadvip. Throughout the course of this book, I shall explain everything in detail. Please listen, for whoever walks through the 168 miles of the circle of Sri Chaitanya's pastimes, Gauramandal, will quickly attain the treasure of divine love for Sri Chaitanya. Falling at the lotus feet of Janava and Nittai, I, Bhaktivinoda, reveal these truths, following in their footsteps.